The Colorado Department of Transportation has been steadily repairing and maintaining the 50-year-old viaduct, which hovers over the Globeville, Elaria, and Swansea neighborhoods in North Denver. But CDOT's Kirk Webb says it is nearing the end of its usable life.
There are no more fixes. We've done all the fixes that we can do on this bridge to keep it standing. If we want to do more fixes like this, it's going to cost us more and more money each year, and the repairs are going to last less and less long.
Three very congested interstates meet in this area, I-25, I-70, and I-270, and the viaduct is a vital thoroughfare for travelers. So what do you do?
In the future, we'd be on the cover over the highway.
That's right. Webb literally wants to cover the highway with a 4-acre park and lower I-70 40 feet below the ground at a cost of $1.8 billion.
You'd have a clear view across the cover into the neighborhood and the streets across. There wouldn't be any freeway here.
The agency also plans to widen I-70 in the area from 6 to 10 lanes to combat future traffic congestion. But Thad Texa, a senior instructor emeritus at the University of Colorado Boulder, says not so fast.
The highway devastated those neighborhoods when it went through in 1964. Somehow they're arguing that by tripling the width of the highway and simply covering less than 10% of it, they're going to reconnect the neighborhoods. That is an absolute myth and a fiction.
Texa is a representative of United North Metro Denver. His group is opposed to the interstate project. In fact, he's advocating for the complete removal of I-70 for nearly 6 miles, rerouting interstate traffic north along I-76 and I-270. He says other cities like Milwaukee, Los Angeles, and Oklahoma City have removed freeways from highly populated urban areas before.
And every city that does that, they find that the level of traffic congestion goes down, property values go up, neighborhoods are knit back together.
And he says the current proposal by CDOT to expand the freeway to 10 lanes is based off an outdated formula for future traffic congestion.
There are studies that show that for the last decade, per person driving miles both nationally and in Colorado are declining. As the population ages, young people drive less, there's more urbanization.
However, CDOT says the population in the area is forecast to increase by 41% by 2035, and their plan for widening the highway and lowering it below ground makes it able to handle future traffic increases while minimizing disruptions to the neighborhood and surrounding communities. But could there be a compromise between the CDOT plan and the proposal by United North Metro Denver? Denver's city auditor Dennis Gallagher thinks he has one.
We don't mind the lowering of the road so much, although I hope that we can convince that reason will prevail and they can not go to 10 lanes.
Gallagher, who served the Globeville, Elaria, and Swansea neighborhoods in the state Senate for 20 years, says by shrinking the footprint of I-70 in the neighborhood, more land could be freed up for revitalization and redevelopment, something he says is badly needed. Back under the viaduct, CDOT's Kirk Webb says there are no easy answers for this elevated section of I-70. With so many differing interests dependent on the highway and its redevelopment, he says no plan will solve all the problems facing the neighborhood or the surrounding area.
We've looked hard for that perfect solution and it just doesn't exist. There's going to be some trade-offs, but the benefits are that there's a cover and that the freeway is gone from your visual field.
CDOT is holding a series of meetings this week so the public can weigh in on the proposed I-70 plan, with the public comment period ending at the end of October. Then the agency will submit a final environmental impact statement for federal review that could come in late 2015, with construction on the project possibly beginning around 2016 or 2017. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.